Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now. Sports Talk. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and Zoe and Tim McCone. Zoe, fetishes. What do you got? A foot fetish? What do you got?
I got a. I like to tickle my arm here like this. And I get like in a trance state almost.
Oh, now do you like it when other people do that to you?
No, I don't.
Oh.
It's soothing to me. And not that's necessarily, would that be considered a fetish?
No, that's
fetish just like, it's something creepy,
that's
right?
That's just like, a mild like self-gratification
Ryan.
Thing.
Like Rex Ryan wants to smell feet.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's like McCone rubbing himself when he does the headlines.
That's mine. Yep.
Yeah. But it's not a fetish either. That's just like mild self-soothing, I think.
What about if you like tickle your dog to the point where you like you give them a smile, you know, and they show their teeth?
No, I think that's petting your dog. I don't think that's a fetish. We're talking about like Rex Ryan and the feet. That's a good example.
I don't think
example.
I have a fetish in.
Stephen A. Smith with the bottoms. He's a self-proclaimed bottom feeder. He loves, you know, that's his thing. People are into furry costumes. Furbies, that's a fetish.
That's strange.
Tim Kirchen from ESPN writes about baseball players and their glove fetishes, that they're like really into their gloves. They have irrational love of their baseball gloves. You want to listen to him describe it?
Sure, Mr. Baseball.
Yeah. Hi, this is Tim Kirchen, and on this date in 1981, Brandon Phillips was born. He was a terrific defensive second baseman, in part because he took such good care of his glove.
Okay. Is that why he was so good? Because he took good care of the glove? I mean, if you're a really good stock car racer, you take good care of your car. I get it.
Yeah, If you're a really good fielder, like you have a small glove, right? You don't want the oversized glove. Is that right, Jim?
Well, it depends on the position.
Like you ever look at like Omar Vizquel, you look at his glove, it looks like it's just like it's got a little tiny kick.
Yeah, infield versus outfield gloves, different.
But he's so freaking smooth.
But
like
first base is a different glove too.
Yeah. Infielders and third base have most likely a smaller glove and
you gotta dig it out.
Outfielders
right.
First base have a bigger glove, yeah.
Yeah.
Typically.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to this Phillips kid.
Everyone on the team knew, don't go near Brandon Phillips' glove. But one day, Matt Latos, a pitcher, touched it. And Phillips told me, if he had put my glove on his hand, we would have fought.
You touched my drum set?
You touched my drumsticks? You know, it seems like someone touched me because there's a nick on the right one. Most underrated line in the movie. Right and left drumsticks. It seemed like someone definitely touched my drums.
I let my kid watch that last week. He laughed his ass off so hard.
Unedited?
Oh, yeah. I said, you got to see this. You got to just sit down. And my little cousins when they were up. I mean, my little nephews.
What ages?
Tyler and Dylan are, they're like 8 and 9.
Tyler and Dylan. How about those
nine
for names?
Seven,
how am I going?
Yeah.
9 and 7. Yeah.
Tyler.
Brody was almost
yeah,
a Tyler Dylan.
Tyler's an issue in the grocery store right there, I can tell you right now. Come on. Zoe, be honest.
Pardon me, what?
Tyler and Dylan. Those names.
Well, Brody was almost a Tyler Dylan. Those two were in the final. Those were in the final three for him being named.
Baseball gloves are the most personal piece of equipment for a baseball player. They nurture them and they protect them. Rene Gonzalez, former infielder, used to carry his glove around in a Wonder Bread bag because its slogan was, no holes. Nick.
Excuse me? It's no holes? What does that mean?
Hold on.
Because its slogan was no holes.
I don't understand that.
The Wonder Bread slogan is no holes?
Back in the day it was, apparently.
Where? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Was that a big problem with bread? That it had holes in it?
What is it, Swiss cheese? That makes sense. You know what? It could be like the nooks and crannies, like the English muffins. You get the old traditional, you know, English muffin. And
because
you buy it
Wonder
from like.
Soft whipped bread is made from batter, not dough. It has no holes. Get Wonder Soft Whip.
Okay, so it is about that.
But why did Jim have that ready? Did you know I was going
to
ask?
Tom pulled it up, sent it to me, and then that's how quick he got it.
Jesus, Tom.
Can I hear that again, please, Tom? That was great.
Because Wonder Soft Whipped bread is made from batter, not dough. It has no holes. Get Wonder Soft Whip.
Wow, that guy's got a great voice. How much money do you think he made in VOs?
I don't know. When's the last time you had Wonder Breads, though?
This morning.
I had it with...
I did tell you the Wonder Bread story? The Kevin Mawai Wonder Bread story?
So
I'll never forget it.
Coffee?
At Jets camp?
No, milk and sugar. You want coffee with milk and sugar? Nope, just milk and sugar. I want milk. I want a glass of milk with sugar in it and some Wonder Bread. And then I'm good to start the day.
Kevin Mawai. We went to Jets camp, and I'll never forget. Like, me, him, Keyshawn were in line there, and he's at the food thing. And he's going through, and he's making a sandwich. He's looking at it. It's like, hey, lunch lady, how much is it to get Wonder? Like, can I ask, can you just freaking just get Wonder Bread? We got all this bread here, and we can add any bread. We had, like, we had wheat bread. We had rye bread, everything. I'm like, what are you bitching about? He goes, you ain't had a sandwich till you have Wonder Bread. Okay, pal.
Because Wonder Soft Whipped bread is made from batter, not dough. It has no holes. Get Wonder Soft Whipped.
And I think it was how, like, the bread held the mayonnaise in that for him. And from that day on, they had Wonder Bread there because Kevin Mawai, the all-pro center, wanted freaking Wonder Bread. He said, I will pay for it.
Did he pay for it, or did they just get it for him?
He didn't pay for it. They got it for him. Yeah. Parcells got it.
Uh-oh. Chewy. Hold on.
Because its slogan was, no holes. Nick Quinto used to keep his glove lubricated by spraying it with Glade, Aquanet, or suntan lotion. As he said, this is my baby.
All right, time out. I like Aquanet. I use Aquanet because that's one of the most holding hairsprays out there.
You're the last, not the last man I know. You're the last person I know that uses hairspray. I don't know anybody who uses hairspray anymore.
It ain't silky. It's not oily. It's actually sticky.
I know.
Aquanet. Spray Aquanet on your hands. It's like, oh, you can light stuff on fire with it like that.
You realize you're a dying breed for men
or
women.
Greasy and oily.
Men or women using hairspray. You're a
what's the men's hairspray? The Consort for Men. I loved Consort for Men in the aerosol can.
Why don't you use that?
Smelled great. You just came. Because Aquanet's like $1.99 a can for the big one.
Oh, okay.
Former second baseman Darwin Barney kept 5 exact make and model gloves in his locker at the same time and broke them in systematically. So when he made an error one night on a backhanded play, he took his game glove, threw it in the trash can, and elevated his number 2 glove to his game. And...
I had no idea.
Right?
I really had no idea.
You ever play catch with like a really, really broken in mitt?
Yeah, it's great.
Like a really, really good one? McCarthy, that tall drink of water McCarthy on our station.
Yeah.
I went down one of those Cape League games. I played a softball game down there. I didn't have a glove. He gave me his old one. This thing was so broken in. I'm like, this is like the magic glove. I caught everything that day.
Did he let you
keep
it?
Oh, dude, this is like, it's. No, he first thing he did, he said, come give me my glove back.
Yeah.
When the earthquake hit the 1989 World Series, the A's clubhouse went completely dark. A's second baseman Mike Gallego ran out of the clubhouse and then realized he'd forgotten his glove. He went back into the clubhouse, which was pitch black. He found his locker. he rescued his glove, and he told me, that's my glove, that's my livelihood. I couldn't leave it behind.
What a
story. I
think
Kirkstrand's got a little glove thing going on here, too. He's wearing a glove while he's doing this yeah, on the piece.
Kirkstrand run around, and he says, I found their jocks. I found the bit of jock straps. I know whose is whose.
Did you have one piece of equipment ever that you felt like that about, Zoe?
Oh, yeah. The actual the footballs, like I talked to you about the leather and the strings, like it's got to be a certain way.
Yeah, but one thing that you held on to, like guess
like Brady's shoulders pads. Brady's got the same shoulder pads since Michigan.
Helmet.
Right?
Okay, helmet. Yep, the helmet. I love the bike helmet. And then we went away from it. Like when I went down to Miami, they didn't have bike helmets. They had Riddell, and I looked like freaking Kazoo because of the size of my head. No, I like the bike helmet. Love the bike helmet.
Gostowski is like that with his kicking tee. He told me this last year he's been using the same tee for like 13, 14 years, and it's like glued, and it's like all this, and there's like nothing to it. You know, the tees that they use, they're nothing. You know, there's just a
orange rubber.
Yeah, it's like a chunk of cheap plastic or rubber or something. But
like a rubber tire.
We're doing one of those Scotty's kickoff kid things. And the prize was the kid got to run onto the field to grab the tee. And they did it in another market. They did it away from Gillette Stadium one of these times. And the kid ran onto the field and then ran off to the home team sideline.
And he freaked out.
And he freaked out because the kid grabbed his tee.
Yeah.
And he had made sure he had to go get it back because he's been using the same tee forever. So, but those stories are rare in other sports with – according to Kirchen, anyway, with the gloves, it's a
baseball bats. Yeah, I think some guys have baseball bats with their pine tar batting helmets. It's all
but
about
the bats
fit,
don't
man.
Last.
Yeah, but I understand that, but I could totally understand this glove thing. Yeah,
right.
Remember when Dougie Flutie took his glove and caught a ball at three straight Red Sox games? Like that's magic. Sometimes the glove talks to the ball.
Shush. You're telling me. Hey, McCone, how much time do you need for Tim's bits? Because we have phone calls too. What do you
about 90 seconds?
All right, tell you what. We'll come back, we'll take some phone calls, and then we'll do Tim's bits.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. We got calls on Cam Newton, fireworks, and everything else. Start with Byron here in Springfield. What's up, Byron?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me. Hope everybody's doing
What's
well.
What's up, Byron?
I just wanted to say real quickly, there's just two little questions I have. I think that with all the pros and cons being said about Cam Newton, I think the biggest thing with him, his whole life he was a superstar. And he never grew up inside like Michael Jackson or somebody, just never grew up. But with him being humble now, him being like, you know, nobody wanted him and stuff, he already had the talent, but his mind was never mature enough for his talent. He couldn't see like, you know, like just regular stuff because everybody praised him. Now that he's being humble, there's a possibility that if he changes his mindset, he still has a talent, and the New England Patriots can go on another 10 years as a dynasty. And I just want to ask you as well, with the quarterback, you know, role changing to running quarterback, do you think that's good for the league? Or, I mean, is it something that's good? Or do you think they, you know, should go back to dropbacks? But I'm just saying in general, Cam can do both.
Well, I mean, I think there's really true one running quarterback, and that's Lamar Jackson. Like Deshaun Watson, you ask him, I think he'd want to be a pocket guy and throw. Mahomes can make every throw in the book, but those guys could also go move with their feet. I guess they're sort of like the hybrids, right? But Jackson is just, man, that dude's he's a pure runner.
Yeah, I don't know.
That guy, I don't know if you'll ever see another one like him. And I don't want Cam running around like a nut. I really don't. There's a reason he's in the spot he's in right now. It's because he's run around and got hit.
Right. And I don't know how humbled he's been. I mean, he's out of a job, and he didn't seem, you know, entirely pleased at the idea of leaving Carolina. You know, he said over and over again he didn't request a trade, but I don't know. Yeah, if he's been humbled a little bit, I don't suppose that's the worst thing in the world, but I don't know if that's the case either. Mike in the car. You're on Zolak and Bertram. What's up, Mike?
Party.
Hi.
Party. Do you remember when you worked BCN at night and you would play the Jerky Boys and Robbie Road Steamer and you would encourage naughty behavior?
Yeah.
What's the stance with the fireworks, man? Are you the same guy? What's happening?
You shoot off fireworks in the middle of the night on your street?
No, I would do it during the day, but
okay,
I mean, if somebody's going to lose a finger, isn't that survival of the fittest? I mean, or, you know, I don't know.
Later. I don't know either, Mike. Do you like being woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning because somebody in the next street over decides to light off bottle rockets every 30 seconds for a half an hour? Mike? Yeah. Even Robbie Roadsteamer wouldn't do that. You remember Robbie Roadsteamer, Tim McCone?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. He was in the fireworks guy.
Place. Fireworks during the day, not super effective either.
Well,
how would you know? I don't get it, anyway.
But I know they, yeah.
I think McCone is smart enough to know that it loses something visually at high noon. You know, it's not quite the same effect. Jonathan in Boston on Cam Newton. What do you got, Jonathan? Jonathan!
So my take was really about the time, like why it took the Patriots so long to sign Cam. I just think really, why would you pay, you know, somebody who's requesting $28 million when you didn't want to pay the greatest of all time that? So I think the fact that nobody else was offering him anything, the Patriots came forward. Obviously, like, you know, Bill likes Cam, we know that, but Bill probably didn't want to pay the money. He'd rather go with Jared Stidham, free, you know, well, not free, but cheap, and he's already here, he knows the offense. But if you could get Cam for $1.5 million, you know, with incentives, that's Bill.
Bill don't have any money. They don't have any money.
So why not take Cam, who's obviously better than Stidham? Cam is way better than Stidham. A past MVP's already played in the league. Obviously, this guy's ready to come in and step forward, no matter if he knows the offense or not. This guy, like, you want him to score you touchdowns. You know, people talk about, oh, Cam's not, you know, a good fit because of his antics, or maybe, you know, he's not a good fit because of injuries. But let's take the injuries aside. If he's healthy and his antics about dancing after every single touchdown, don't you want him out there scoring touchdowns? If I'm Bill, I'm telling him, yo, go score as much touchdowns as you want and dance as much as you want because we need that this year. We don't have time. So that's just what I think.
Well, Jonathan, I don't know why they waited either if they feel he's the guy. And so you say they don't have any money. You know what? They didn't have any money to sign Antonio Brown last year either. They didn't have the money. They couldn't afford Antonio Brown. You know what they did? They signed Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
How's that work?
See that name popping up today? Starting to pick up steam, going to Tampa.
Well, we got some breaking news on that. That was going to be part of Tim's bin over here.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? You want to do Tim's bits right now? We didn't ever decide on a song for Tim's bits, huh? Is there anybody named Tim? Is there a recording artist with the first name of Tim?
Tim McGraw, man.
Oh, well, you know what? That's why we're going without
you
music.
Like Tim McGraw.
Okay, T-Bone. Literally, any sound you want to play. To designate the start of the segment.
Play Jim's sounder of suntan lotion. Yep.
Whatever. Tim's Bits, and we can't call it Tim Bits. We got a cease and desist from the Tim Horton Company, so we have to call it...
Oh, did they say that?
Yeah, you can't call it the Tim's Bits, eh? That's a trademark name for the Munchkins.
What's it?
They're not as good as Dunkin', but, you know, nothing up here is. So just don't call it Tim Bits. Call it Tim's Bits, and we're fine with that, eh? So any sound you want, Tom, then that will designate the start of Tim's Bits. Here we go. Literally anything.
Man, what'd you do?
Oh, God.
He said, I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
So bad.
I might play that this weekend.
You're so awesome. All right. Tim's Bits. Tim McCone has a collection of stories that he will favor us with now on a brand new segment called Tim's Bits. What do you got?
All right. We're just going rapid fire here. Diana Rossini just tweeting out Tampa Bay is not interested in Antonio Brown, per sources. I thought that was Brady's guys, though.
He is, but I mean, I think he tried to get them after you get Gronk to sign there. But the head coach doubled down on this. What, 3 months ago? He said, I had him in Pittsburgh after I drank me that paint, that Bruce Arians.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he will not fit in our locker room. Oh, no, we're not going to sign him. Not going to happen. Antonio Brown not in our plans.
You know what? It's kind of too bad because that would have pushed me over the edge.
Like super hate watch.
And mm-hmm. I would have gone into full blown root against them mode. Right now,
that'd have been the last straw.
I was rooting for him at the start. They're pushing me away from it. You know, bit by bit. You know, with all the social media and the nothing to fear but fear itself. Had they signed Antonio Brown, I would have gone full blown the other direction.
The other way.
I would, but so that's unfortunate.
Well, if you love something, you set it free, and if it comes back to you, it's yours.
It was Giselle was all in on Antonio Brown too. How you feeling, honey? You got the lawsuits all
settled? She was
going to
stay in the guest house.
Oh, my God.
Right?
She was loved him. That was great.
Save your feet clippings.
Yeah. All right. What else? What else we got in? Give us another one of Tim's Bits.
All right. So speaking of Tom Brady, Edelman posting on Instagram a picture of him and Cam Newton saying, Newton, Massachusetts. All right.
Ha!
Tom Brady has since replied to that underneath and said, I will always be your number one.
Oh, God.
Jesus. No. No, you're not.
Some drama.
No, you're an opponent now.
Listen, you are Spike. You are. It's like that the cartoon with the big bulldog and the little dog. Hey, Spike. Hey, Spike. Yeah. Hey, buddy, buddy, Spike.
We may not play you, but you are the enemy. You play for another football team. No, you're not my number
one. I'm glad you brought this up, McCone, because on Cam's Instagram and his Twitter and all that, what's going on with the writing? Like the actual letters. And they have—is this like a Game of Thrones type thing, or the way it's printed out? He has like capital letters, but there's little signs above them, and it's kind of like hieroglyphics.
What on Edelman's post?
No, on Cam Newton's all of Cam's posts.
Oh, he does like the random capitalization.
Yeah, and it looks like hieroglyphics.
No, you're right. It's like the Game of Thrones stuff. You're right.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, yes. And is that weird font and stuff? Yeah, I don't know. And I looked up recently, like, what random capitalization means, and it didn't make any sense to me, so I forgot.
Just went past it.
Yeah, it's just in one ear and out the other. Whatever. All right.
That's it.
All right, what else we got, Tim?
This is where Tim's Bits really falls off a cliff, but we're going to go with it anyways. Papa John's.
Awful pizza.
Well, they're launching a new pizza, the Shaq-a-roni pizza for Shaq. It's going to be 66 pepperonis, extra cheese, on a 16-inch pizza. So I wanted to know, Zoe, what kind of pizza you went with since you grilled me about the hot dogs? What's your go-to pizza?
What kind of pizza? My go-to pizza is actually it's actually mushroom. I actually like mushroom
pizza. I'm
with
you on that. Hamburg and mushroom? Legit. Yeah.
I would kill that. I actually like the Big Mac pizza at Sonsi. Tastes like a Big Mac. They put pickles, lettuce, and Thousand Island on it. It's awesome. Ground beef. Mm.
Designed to deliver a bigger pizza experience, they're going to donate $1 from every Shaq-a-roni to the Papa John's Foundation. Building community.
Melt the cheese. Yeah. Try melting the cheese before you deliver the next one. They're awful sweet sauce. They're not a sponsor, correct?
I have no idea. Never frozen 6-ingredient dough. What'd you say? What's the 66 for?
I don't know what the 66 stands for. I got to be honest with you.
Did he wear 16? I'm not a numbers guy. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think he did.
He wore 33. So double it, right? If you're doubling down.
Well, then you'd get to 32.
Did he wear 33? Or was he? Oh,
yeah, but you said double it.
No, 33 is 66, you dummy.
Oh.
It double it. What are you talking about?
But he said it was a 16-inch pizza. Maybe that's just maybe that doesn't mean anything.
Maybe that's how big his feet are.
Maybe.
Big feet, big hands.
Could be.
The big sausage.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not doing it anyway. All right. You know what? Tim's Bits. Just not a failure at all.
Not a failure. You said
I went skydiving.
That part is bad.
Oh, come on. No?
No.
Saw him at Gillette. He was awesome.
He is our. He was our wedding song. He and Faith Hill.
Of course it was.
Damn right. Yeah. Cowboy hats, everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Tim McCone's hub headlines here, and we'll continue. It's Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. Damaris Smith, a little story we have to touch on here. Also, the idea of NFL fans being in domes this season. We'll tell you about all that as we continue.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's always a reason for these songs. So, do you know who this is?
Olivia Newton-John.
Right. Let's Get Physical?
Yep.
Just what, a great song.
What did they sing in The Office? What was the thing? What was the bit Michael and Holly did?
Oh, I don't remember. Karaoke?
It was to this.
Get Ethical.
Let's Get Ethical. That's right there with the ethics meeting. Good job, Tom. Let's Get Ethical. Ethical.
It's Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. By the way, we missed it on several Tim songs that we could have used for Tim's bits.
Really?
DJ Franchise 01 says you could have used the old Kibbles and Bits theme song for Tim's bits. Kibbles and Bits, yep. And Bits, yep. And Bits. That would have been good. Tom and Worcester said anything from Tiny Tim. I think Tiptoe Through the Tulips would have been excellent for Tim's bits. We could have played something from the Replacements album, Tim, but see, now we didn't think of it until
Tim Burton.
It's an evolving segment.
Yeah, yeah. 10 seconds before we asked for it, we came up with, Tim McGraw.
At least you didn't say pimp.
NFLPA Executive Director Damaris Smith says not happy with these players who are working out, though, because the union advised them they should stop doing it, and yet they continue to do it. Whether it's Tom Brady or Russell Wilson, said they're not acting in the best interest of player safety.
Well, it's not illegal.
No.
You're not breaking rules working out.
No.
They're advising you not to do it in groups. But if you could smartly do it, and if this is what you need to get ready, you do it, man. I don't have a problem with these guys working out.
Here's his quote. They're not in the best interest of protecting our players heading into training camp, and I don't think they're in the best interest of us getting through an entire season.
Okay, so real quick here. The Governor Charlie Baker, gave a list of states that do not have to do the 14-day quarantine, sort of when you enter our state of Massachusetts here. Obviously, I think Connecticut, Vermont, Rhode Island, go down a list of them, New York. But say you've got players that live in Atlanta or Kentucky or Chicago, and now all of a sudden you better make sure you get in prior to your 14-day of reporting date, which is, July 28th, right? So they need to be coming in right after the 4th of July, excuse me, or else you miss that window. So that's going to be problematic for some teams that most guys don't live where the team trains, where the facility is. A lot of guys go away for this period of time right before you report for camp.
Okay.
Some guys go out to Arizona to train. Big sports complexes out there, to the speed camps. Bigger, faster, stronger. Athletes first, all that out there. It's all Arizona-based stuff. So this is all something to take into account too. So what are you supposed to do?
These guys are having workouts.
Until the 28th till you come together and then let it all implode at once?
Here's what he said. He said, we're in all these negotiations right now, how to keep the players safe. What are we going to do if someone tests positive? You know, how are we going to maintain the health and safety protocols, blah, 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 blah. He said, everything that they do right now is going to have an effect on these negotiations. You know, we go to the owners, we go to the NFL, and we say, look, we need these assurances that players are going to be kept safe and that they are going to be taken care of should they become positive testing for coronavirus because it's something that's out of their control. Meanwhile, the players are back there getting together and having their workouts that is in complete opposition to what they're arguing for on your behalf with the league. They're doing it too. What?
My ass would be working out right now with receivers. You have
and
no
I'm saying
days,
if I were negotiating
no
on your behalf with the league
have
right
the
now, and I was
that.
And I was in there saying, "Hey,
what
you got to make sure my guy is protected, and if he tests positive by no fault of his own, that he's going to get paid and blah blah blah." And they turn around and say, "Oh, the player you're so concerned about is out there having a catch with 10 other guys when we've told them not to. So I guess he's not all that concerned." That's what Demoris Smith is saying.
Well, then he's negotiating. What are you waiting for, July 20th to close the deal and get your negotiations? Get the damn thing done. Give us a date or something. These guys are getting squeezed. They're up against it.
You can't.
This whole sport is predicated on physical endurance and timing.
But you
and
can't,
your ability to go out there and play. Go ahead.
You can't ask your union representative to go to the league and go to the owners and argue on your behalf for safety protocol and then turn around and ignore those precautions because you want to get together and have a catch with your new receivers down in Tampa or Russell Wilson out in Seattle. Can't have it both ways.
That's going on across the league. Everybody's doing it.
Right. And that's what he's saying. He's like, hey, guys, I'm in there arguing on behalf of your safety. The league is going to look at this and say the players aren't concerned with their safety. Look at them. So he's not going to be able to get anything done on their behalf. That's what he's saying.
And this whole thing just sucks.
Well, yeah, it does.
It really does.
But you can't have it both ways. You know, it's we talked about it with the baseball players. You know, they're so concerned about safety and so concerned about safety and they're not doing that. And then it turned out it was really just about money. Well, once you poke a hole in an argument like that during a negotiation, you've lost. And that Demoris Smith doesn't want to lose on behalf of his players. Dome stadiums
leverage.
The Dome stadiums is another thing. And the NFL says they believe even though it's much harder to transmit in an outdoor setting than inside, they said domes have ventilation systems with the capacity to circulate air effectively. And they're designed to clean the air out, so fans should be able to go to games and everything will be okay.
Are football facilities open right now? Like, you could go train at them? Answer that. Like, the places where these stadiums are that have really good ventilation systems and some of the newer ones down below, those aren't even open yet. But we're going to sit here and tell people it's okay to go to a football game.
Yeah, inside. Well.
If you had to go to a football game, would you go outside or inside? I'd go to the outside one.
I would choose an outdoor game if I had my druthers. But they're saying it won't matter. You'll be fine. Everything's just fine. Look, this is the owners once again. Oh, and we're going to be able to have some people in the stands paying for Yes. It'll be fine.
The Denver Nuggets, they shut down till Friday. They close their facility till Friday, and then it's going to be good. They'll be fine. Then they can travel down to Orlando and they can play.
Right.
Everything's fine.
We put new filters in. We went to Home Depot. We bought the 10-pack, and we replaced every one of those filters throughout the whole stadium. We're good. Everything's fine.
I thought you did. That's a good idea to do that right now.
What, replace your filters?
Salt. I have to go get salt.
How often do you
a couple filters?
What, do you got a two-zone system there in the compound?
Yeah, two-zone. Yeah.
How often do you replace your furnace filters?
Not often enough. I'll pull it out. It'll be black.
I know we're supposed to.
Yeah, a couple years into this house, I didn't know how to do that.
Oh, how'd they look when you changed them that first time?
He goes, "Hey, pal, come here. You see this thing? You have to change these often." I'm like, where the heck they come from? Look at it soot on it. Look at all that muck.
Well, it's
that
all
grime and muck.
To me, it's always that I'm standing there, and you could buy the really the really nice ones, and they're good for like 6 months. They cost, there's like $20, and it's like, oh, here's these cheap ones that you got to replace every 15 minutes, but they're only a dollar and a half. You know what? I'll just get a bunch of the dollar and a half ones, and I'll replace them every week. It'll be fine. And then
dollar store should start selling those.
6 months go by, and you haven't replaced them. Let's step aside here. We've got today's takeaways to get to, and you and I are going to be back doing this again tomorrow, Zoe. So.
Hell yeah. It's my getaway day tomorrow.
Good. That's wonderful.
Good luck.
That's good news. Feel free to leave something in the tank for tomorrow, though, okay?
I will. Oh, yeah.
Today's takeaways are next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's see.
All right, it's time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss, 6 locations locally. They're now taking people inside for their appointments. You can also stay at home if you're not comfortable going inside. Coach you up virtually right there at home. Check out all the details at Waken180WeightLoss.com. How many takeaways we got?
Zero. So instead, what we're going to do is update the baby names. Earlier in the show, my friend Dave Iaraki, he just texted me that his wife still has not given birth, but he said the baby should be out by the show's end. And we did find out it's a girl. He was going to call in yesterday and ask us to name the baby. But he's got a good radio sense, and he knew that we had an actual show to do yesterday with the Cam Newton stuff. So
what about Bertha? Like, is he giving birth, Bertha?
How about Ruby? I like Ruby. That's
Ruby
a good name.
Ianoki?
Iaraki.
Rocky.
I told him we'd like the name Rocky. Rocky Iaraki, which I think would be great.
I like that name.
And but Rochelle.
Clubber.
Rochelle could. what was Clubber Lang's real name?
Ooh. Hey. Mr. T.
I mean, I wonder if anywhere in the script or, anywhere.
Actual name, yeah.
Yeah, his real name, like maybe in the first draft, it was something Clubber Lang. I don't know.
Like Rocky got really pissed when he said, hey, woman.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's all Mick. We'll fight him.
But we went through the list of the most popular baby names for 2020, and we just couldn't believe this. I mean, for girls, it's Charlotte, Ava, Amelia, Olivia, Aurora.
That's trying too hard.
Violet, Luna, Hazel.
Who said
Luna? I don't know.
It's just like, oh, I'll stare at the moon. I'm Luna.
Chloe and Aria.
Trying way too hard. Aria. Trying way too hard with Aurora.
Yeah, that's those are the top 10. Now, for the boys, there were a couple on there. Literally one of those names I'd never heard of before. But I found some more data on this. And a lot of this has to do with names that are rising in popularity, all right? So this is according to the Social Security Administration. So it's whoever files for, you get your Social Security number at birth. There are the boys' names up there. Declan is the one name I've never
That's
heard
stupid.
Of.
Stupid. I'd take Declan out of there and put Dick in there.
How about Richard?
That same, yeah.
Yeah, let's just go with Richard.
Bob.
The SSA says that Liam and Emma are the current chart-topping names for boys and girls. But they also include a list of names that are, really have a bullet. A song that may have just entered the charts, but it's really taken off. Those names include Genesis.
What?
Saint.
No.
Saint.
Baker.
Baker. Toolbag.
Cairo with a K. Cairo. Watson. Cairo is spelled K-A-I-R-O.
That's a dog's name.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a dog's name.
Watson.
Like a shepherd, like a German shepherd.
Exactly.
Named Cairo.
Yeah. For boys, Watson.
Nerd.
And then Meghan, which they have to, which they feel has to do with the Duchess of Sussex.
No, I think that's like all about the base. No trouble.
Oh, Meghan Trainor?
Yeah.
3 years ago, maybe. Five years ago,
really
maybe.
Clear. Yeah.
Oh, and for girls, Palmer and
Palmer.
Oakland. O-A-K-L-Y-N-N is a name that is gaining in popularity, getting more and more popular by the minute.
Rosie.
They also say baby names are getting shorter. They're getting away from Elizabeth and, you know, Hildegard.
Elizabeth.
To go with Isla, Mila, Cora, they say, is getting some traction.
Cora.
Boys' names like Bode, B-O-D-E.
That's Bodie. Bodie.
That is Bodie.
Is that how you spell Bodie? B-O-D-E?
Yes, Bodie, yeah. Yes.
And Zaid, Z-A-I-D.
You name your kid Zaid, I don't know you. A D on you.
Now, there's
D
another list called Nameberry with the hottest names for 2020. Austin, Alva, Tate, Diego. And then for girls.
Diego, my friend.
Ada, Reese, Mika, Paisley.
Goodbye, George.
And then for unisex names, Ellis, Phoenix, Remy, Marlo, and Shay.
Those are all chick names, Kay. That ain't unisex, none of them. Read them again.
A Phoenix.
That's a girl's name, right?
It's a woman. I think a woman. You say, hey, Phoenix.
Ellis.
Coming over to play. Ellis, same thing.
Ellis Hobbs?
Ellis is more of a boy's name, no?
Yeah,
I think so, too. And I know two Shays. I have two friends with kids named Shay. One's a boy and one's a girl. I think that's interchangeable. I think that's fine.
Same family?
Yeah, same family. They had a boy and a girl, and they named them both Shay. Weirdo. Yeah.
Any of our names on any of those lists?
No, of course not. Now, here's the big revelation of the show. Jim Louth was almost named something else. Zoe, you'll never guess what they almost named Jim. Instead of Jim Louth III.
Harold.
Go ahead, Jim. Tell him.
Seth.
Seth Louth.
Seth Louth.
My mom loved that name. My cousin was named that a couple months earlier, so we got off the hook.
Seth.
Could you imagine saying that name with a lisp? Hello, I'm Seth Louth.
Yes, I'm Mr. Seth Louth. And I would like to go. I'm not doing it.
Tomorrow.
Trouble.
Zoe, your homework for the night. To come in with the list of three names from people you work with here at the Sports Hub
that I hate,
whose name do not match the person. Okay.
Oh, I love this. I love this game.
So three names for people here at the Sports Hub. The name does not match the person. You
has
got
to
it?
Be on air. Has to be on air.
Can no, it could be anybody.
Okay, good. This is great.
Could be
I might
anybody.
Come up with 10.
All right. So that's your homework assignment for the night. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Tim McCone, thank you very much. Jim, Tom, everybody, Felger, Maz, coming up next.
Good job, Hardy.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Sports Hub.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mass.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Which do you think was the better offseason acquisition? If you're looking at the one that will be the most impactful, and obviously these are the two biggest moves of the offseason to this point, Brady or Cam?
Well, the better acquisition is Cam because you have to factor in cost. I mean, the Buccaneers are guaranteeing Tom Brady $50 million over the next 2 years. You know, if something happens and, you know, no quarterback has ever had success at his age, you know, then they're in big trouble and it's going to hurt them long term. The Patriots are guaranteed. We haven't seen the final Cam Newton contract, but it looks like they're guaranteeing him very little. The minimum salary, if that's what it is $1.05 million this year. That's less than the fine they have to pay for filming the Bengals sidelines. So think about that. Cam Newton might cost them nothing, and the potential reward on the signing is massive. So you have to factor in the cost. I think Cam is obviously the better signing.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline. MA.org.